this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Dignitaries and fans gathered in Louisville, Kentucky to say a last goodbye to Muhammad Ali. Thousands crowded into Kentucky's KFC Yum Center, and a worldwide audience watched the interfaith service, which highlighted Ali's career as both a boxer and a humanitarian. Former President Bill Clinton said that Muhammad Ali was as inspiring in the second half of his life as he was in the ring.
And he's bigger than ever because he is a free man of faith, sharing the gifts we all have. We should honor him by letting our gifts go among the world as he did. God bless you, my friend. Go in peace.
Senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett read a letter from President Obama and praised Ali as someone who overcame discrimination to inspire others.
Ali was a radical, even in a radical of times, a loud and proud and unabashedly black voice in a Jim Crow world.
President Obama could not attend the service because he and the First Lady were attending their daughter Malia's high school graduation here in Washington. Earlier, thousands of people lined a specially designed route for Muhammad Ali's funeral motorcade as it wound its way through Louisville. People chanted Ali's name, threw flowers at his hearse, and ran alongside the motorcade to get a last look at the former champion. The 74-year-old Ali was buried in a private service in Louisville's Cave Hill Cemetery. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, presumptive nominees Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington Friday aimed at shoring up their base of support for November's vote. In a speech to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund membership, Mrs. Clinton said that Donald Trump as president is a threat to America's future.
Donald Trump would take us in the wrong direction on so many issues we care about. Economic justice, workers' rights, civil rights, human rights, the environment, all of that is on the line in this election.
Meanwhile, a much reserved Donald Trump told the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual Road to the Majority conference that the Democratic Party has let the American people down when it has been in charge.
They've horribly failed in almost every single community. In fact, you could actually say in every community. I'm going to turn things around.
Trump's speech was interrupted several times by so-called Code Pink protesters. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. More generally, it gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces, but the plan does not involve more U.S. ground troops. Authorities in Afghanistan are searching for a woman aid worker from the Aga Khan Foundation who has been kidnapped in Kabul. No group has publicly claimed responsibility for abducting Judith D'Souza, an Indian national who has been working in Afghanistan for the Aga Khan's development network, that is, since last year. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities. 62-year-old Nitjaranan Pandey was walking in the northwestern district of Pabna when unidentified hackers attacked and killed him. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated in the past few months. And hockey star Gordie Howe, considered the greatest ice hockey player of all time by many of his fellow athletes, died Friday at age 88. Howe helped the Detroit Red Wings win 4 Stanley Cup championships and was named the National Hockey League's most valuable player 6 times. He set numerous scoring records that stood for decades until broken by another hockey legend, Wayne Gretzky. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.